Good morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Chatter, Desmond Creighton, and Ken Freund. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, trainer, and writer for the automotive industry. He's owned a chain of award-winning transmission shops and is the recipient of the industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years as a master technician, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. Ken's career spans four decades as a vehicle tester, master technician, technical writer, and more. So, sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. I'm Tom Chatter, and I'm joined today by three automotive experts and someone that I've owed an apology to for quite a while. That's Gregory Scott, our producer-engineer. Gregory, I'm sorry, I've never officially introduced you to our audience.
Hi, audience.
And you're welcome.
I'm waving. You can't see me.
Yeah, but by the way, Gregory, you're welcome to chime in anytime because I know you're a kind of a gearhead yourself.
Yes, sir.
Love to have you join us. So first of all, I have Desmond Creighton, the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions here. Hey, Des, how you doing?
Hey, Tom. How are you?
And then our regular, who's now back, Ken Freund. He's our resident car show guru and master mechanic. He's back from a 3-week road trip, right?
Almost 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
It was great, and it was tiring at the same time.
We're going to get into a little later. We're going to get some of the details of the exciting things you did. And then our special guest host today is Mark Kroll, the owner of Southwest Truck and RV over there on Long Mesa Drive in Prescott Valley. How are you today, Mark?
I'm well. Excited to be back.
Always. You seem to always be well. And, Mark, your motto is from Kias to Kenworths, we'll keep you rolling with the right job done at the right price. I think that motto pretty much tells the whole story, but we'll talk about it and break it down a little later, what it actually means and where it came from.
Look forward to it.
Great. And, folks, because Drive Time is pre-recorded, we don't take live calls during the show. But you can ask questions or make comments on our website, drivetimeaz.com. That's drivetimeaz.com. Or you can call me. I've been offering that option to everybody. You can call me during the week between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., Desmond, not 2. Not 2 a.m.
I was just thinking I got to call him at 2.
And my number, by the way, my phone number is 480-773-3131. That's 480-773-3131. And we will answer all your questions, even the ones if you leave me a phone message or something like that. We'll answer by email, so be sure to give us your email. And if your question gets picked as the question or comment of the week, we'll discuss it on the air during the show, and you get a prize package that's worth $325.
Wow, that prize package just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Doesn't it?
By the way, you can also win a $325 prize package for sending us your favorite car or motorcycle song, along with the funny or sentimental reason why it's your favorite.
We've had some great reasons lately.
Huh.
Great songs, too, I think.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to leave you guys hanging. We got a good one today. It'll surprise everybody, I think. And, folks, we can't make it any easier for you to send these questions in. You go to drivetimeaz.com and fill out a form that's right there on the website. And let's look at some of these prizes, Desmond. Not only are our sponsors great guys and great companies that we can endorse, but look at the prizes they're giving.
Yep. Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Services, your hometown favorite for tires and auto care. Louie and Angel are giving a $50 gift certificate, and that's a free. That's enough for a free nitro air exchange in all four tires.
Okay. Sorry. By the way, he does the spare, too.
Yes.
So if you have a spare, you get all five tires. And it isn't even the whole $50.
No.
I think he said it's $39.95 to get that done.
Something like that. I had it done on the Durango. It's amazing.
Yep. I had it done on my car. It's like getting a new set of tires, the contrast and the way it rides. Five-Star Cars is off a friendly small-town service and stress-free stress-free car buying experience. And they're giving a $50 gift card. And Bruce says he never knows what it's going to be, but it'll be to a restaurant somewhere. And sometimes it's even to Red Lobster because that's one of his favorite places. Auto Works Service and Repair is where they promise you won't find jerks at Auto Works. That's John and Brianna Lonis over there. They're giving a $50 Visa gift card, so you don't even have to use it at their shop.
Nice. Use it wherever you want to.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Our newest sponsor is Southwest Truck and RV in Prescott Valley. Gas or diesel from Kias to Kenworths. They keep you rolling with the right job, done right, at the right price. Mark has given away a $50 gift certificate towards any service or repair, including getting a pack rat deterrent device installed to protect your vehicle from those pesky rodents.
Great.
Dude, those things tear it up. I have three in my shop right now from wires getting chewed up from mice.
Well, yeah. You know, they like the coating on the wires, but they also, I found out that their teeth are like fingernails. They keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
So they groom their teeth on the wire part.
Yeah.
So you see that occasionally in there, Mark?
I do. And the reason they like the coating is it's now soy or plant-based products, so... That's what they're used to eating, and I can testify that their teeth are sharp by evidence of them cutting through the wires and other things on some cars where we repaired. So we've seen a few.
Well, and I can imagine, you know, since you see so many RVs, a lot of those things are parked for quite a while, so that gives them plenty of time to get up there and nest.
Mm.
And Ken, you know, a lot of people don't know this about you, but you write for an RV magazine. What's the name of that magazine? You said it was just renamed?
Yeah, it's RV Magazine. I used to be the tech editor for Trailer Life and Motorhome Magazines, both. Then it morphed into RV Magazine and combined. And now, as of the January issue, it's going to be a little different name. It's going to be called Wild Sam, which has to do with the Good Sam Club.
Okay. And Ken, the column you write is a technical column, so people send in their problems or questions and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
So you get very many for pack rat damage? You get very many of those kind of questions?
I get a moderate amount of them. Most of the time they ask me, they've already discovered it and maybe repaired it, because most of the time it's pretty apparent. You see the chewed areas, you replace the wires. So it's not something where they have to ask me too much, but usually then they'll say, well, how can I prevent it in the future?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, have you heard of Ritter-Rat?
I have, and
Mark's a distributor for Ritter-Rat.
I know. I have to look into that because I've seen some evidence on some of my vehicles that I park outside of the critters getting in there, and it's that can cost you thousands of dollars.
Boy, you know what? We had. Were you here the day, Ken, that Angela Smith came in, the insurance gal?
Yeah.
And she told us that rat. Pack rat damage actually qualifies as a comprehensive claim on your insurance.
Yeah.
Because it gets so expensive sometimes. I didn't know that.
But when you have those big claims, they have a long memory, the insurance companies. they get you back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're not in business to lose money, that's for sure. So back to our sponsor list. We've got Tropical Smoothie Cafe over there in Prescott Valley in front of the hospital. And they've given a $25 gift certificate. Wendy and Chad over there is a young couple that owns the place. They're a great couple. They happen to go to our church. And that $25 will go a long way toward filling your belly, let me tell you. And let's see, who have I shared smoothies with? Yeah.
You brought one to me, and I was expecting a different flavor this week.
Well, you didn't even get to see me this week.
No, there you go.
Maybe I'll still do that. We still got a couple of days left, right? Anyhow, I got the flatbread sandwich over there that I really liked. It was peanut butter, banana, and granola all mixed together on flatbread and then put on the grill.
Wow.
And, you know, and I thought of myself as like Elvis Presley. He loved peanut butter and banana sandwiches, right? But I don't look as good as he did, and I don't sing as well as he did. That's why I'm here doing this talk show. Anyhow, and of course, none of this would be possible without Desmond sitting over there across the table from me. Desmond Prescott Valley Transmissions is your hassle-free zone for car repairs, and they love to say yes.
Absolutely.
And you say yes to a $100 gift certificate?
Yep. Come on in. Pick it up. Use it whenever you want to for anything you want to.
And I understand you're even letting them use it on an engine oil change now if they want.
Absolutely.
And that includes a bumper-to-bumper inspection and everything.
Yep.
That's really cool. And that is, with most cars, is $100 going to cover it, most cars?
Oil change, most of them would, yeah.
Yeah, cool. By the way, none of these gifts have expiration dates, so you can use them anytime to maybe use it now to winterize your car, or if you're a summer bird, someone that's going to leave here for the winter, you can get it done when you get use it when you get back. Anyhow, you can contact our sponsors on our website. We usually only give our website. That's drivetimeaz.com, because if you go there, all the sponsors are there, and you just click on them, and it takes you to their website. You'll also find links to our podcasts of previous shows, so you never have to miss one. And Ken's picture is there, and you can click on Ken's picture, and he'll have all the information there for motorcycle rides and events.
Yeah, it's like a driver's license picture.
Yeah, I think it actually makes you look better than your driver's license picture.
Maybe.
Anyhow, speaking of Ken, he came back last week, hit the road running. And when I say running, it's running in a different way than you might think. Tell us what you're running for, Ken.
I'm going to be running for the Prescott Valley Town Council in 2024.
When's that election come up?
That'll be in the fall, and so there's quite a bit of time to get get things going. I've already pulled the papers on it and just started the process.
And do they have a primary for that, or is anyone who wants to enter the contest is in?
Yeah, you have to. You have to file with them, and get your name on the ballot. You have to get 600 or so, a little over 600 signatures from the public, from people in town, and then you get your name on there. And then if there's too many, they have a runoff.
Okay. Have you come up with a slogan yet?
Yeah. The thing that came to mind was "Don't Phoenix My Prescott Valley."
Yeah, and I know that we talk a lot just socially too, Ken, and I know that one of the things that really grates on you is how so much is happening here in development that seems uncontrolled, and water control. And
Yeah, water is going to be a key to this whole thing, and in the future, I don't want to leave. It might be okay in my lifetime, but I don't want to leave the people, the future people here and the children and everything with a dry hole, with empty wells and no water in the aquifer, and just, bumper-to-bumper traffic jams and fentanyl and everything else that comes with the overbuilding.
We don't want fentanyl?
I don't.
Okay.
But that's, all that stuff seems to follow with the overpopulation and the crowding.
Well, I know that we're all behind you, and we wish you well in that campaign.
Absolutely.
So I think, why don't we go to a break now for Five Star Cars, and then we'll come back for this next segment. I want to interview Mark. I've been around the car business for over 40 years, and I've bought and sold a lot of cars. As the guy in the insurance ad says, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. And I know this about Five Star Cars. They're truly a premier used car dealership. Before I asked them to be one of our sponsors, I visited the dealership to see how they treated people. I was favorably impressed. The owner, Bruce Wallace, says they're a stress-free dealership, and he means it. Five Star Cars specializes in quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They keep their inventory fresh with new vehicles, constantly adding new inventory. But they won't just put any car on the lot. Every vehicle they sell goes through a comprehensive inspection process to make sure the vehicle meets their strict standards. Then they service, repair, test drive, and detail each vehicle, and they add a 30-day, 1,000-mile warranty just to prove they're providing the best pre-owned vehicles available. Plus, they won't sell a car unless they can confirm its history. In fact, they post the Carfax report on the window of every car on the lot. Trade-ins are always welcome. They'll also buy your used vehicle for cash. Let me tell you, selling your car to them makes it a lot easier than taking the risk of trying to do it yourself with all those weirdos out there trying to scam private party sellers. Five-star cars owner Bruce Wallace says, I've been around this town a long time, and we do business like we're going to be here for a long time to come. I can't recall ever seeing a used car dealership with an A-plus accredited Better Business Bureau rating. And the customer reviews on their website validate that the BBB A-plus rating is deserved. So whether you're shopping, selling, or just want to talk cars, make sure you give Five Star Cars a call or do what I did. Drop by for a visit. Five Star Cars is in Prescott Valley at 8057 East Yavapai Road. Contact Five Star Cars by going to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com. Click on the Five Star Cars logo, and it'll take you straight to their website. If not, tell them Drive Time sent you. Well, Mark, I want to take a few minutes with you and have you explain a few things to you, like what's your campaign slogan?
From Kias to Kenworth, we'll keep you rolling with the right job done right at the right price.
All right, so that's a mouthful, but boy, it tells a story. Kias to Kenworth's, so we don't, I mean, that doesn't take much description, but go ahead and tell us what all lies between a Kia and a Kenworth.
Well, there's quite a bit of range between those two. The reason I selected that is, first of all, it's true. We've actually repaired Kias and Kenworths. And we have master certified and trained and experienced techs in passenger vehicles, RVs, including diesel pushers and heavy-duty semis. So we got you covered anywhere in that range.
So it really doesn't matter if you got a lifted up four-wheel drive truck or a regular SUV for the regular highway, or you've got RV. How big RVs do you handle?
I think the longest one was 45 feet.
Wow, that's a big one.
That's about as big as they come.
Yeah. I don't think you can get in very many parks with those, can you?
No, usually 30 feet is... at least some limitations at a lot of parks.
Ken, have you ever worked on RVs, or you just write about them?
No, I have. In fact, I was a service manager of a GMC truck and motorhome dealer back east, and we also serviced Detroit Diesel and Allison and Cummins and everything in between. I started out young.
Well, since you've had that experience, could you shed a little light on what a giant swath Kias to Kenworths represents?
Well, it is. It's quite a challenge, and I have respect for anybody that can do that and pull it off properly. Because the vehicles now have so much high tech stuff in them, and 14 or 17 computers talking to each other and stuff. You know, giving away my age, but I remember when they only had drum brakes, and when they went to automatic self-adjusting drum brakes, they had kits to take the self-adjusting feature off because that was too high tech.
Okay. All right. So let's get back to your slogan. Part two is pretty self-evident. You're going to keep them rolling, but we've got a three-part how you do it with the right job done right with at the right price. So let's talk about what's the right job mean?
The right job is the job that fixes the cause of the problem. And Ken gave us a good entree into that. I spent more than a little money in diagnostic equipment. Even more importantly, I spent quite a bit of money where it really counts in personnel. So through state-of-the-art diagnostic tools used by trained professionals, we determine the cause of the symptom. We don't just fix the symptom. We determine what causes the symptom and address that. Therefore, it should not recur.
Yeah, the analogy I always used when I was writing service at my shops was, the guy goes to the doctor complaining of a really bad headache, and the doctor gives him aspirin, and he dies 2 weeks later from a brain tumor. So the aspirin treated the symptom of the headache, but it didn't treat the cause of the headache, being the brain tumor. And I think that's kind of a good analogy for what you're talking about, right?
I appreciate that. It is.
So you're pinpointing the right job with your diagnostics, and what is done right involve?
Well, it starts with quality parts, correctly and professionally installed. At the end of the process, we have a quality control program to make sure it's done right, and we pay attention to the details. And then it's covered by a lifetime nationwide workmanship warranty.
Okay. Now we get down to this nasty word called price. You know, there isn't, you say the right price, but there is no price that's going to make anyone happy. Nobody gets up in the morning and says, oh boy, I'm going to go get my truck worked on today. Because it's, you know, it's just not a happy thing. I mean, because of what you do, maybe you do some happy things like install running boards or lift kits or things like that that someone's doing just for the enjoyment. But for the most part, we're spending money to take our vehicle in and get it back working like it was before it broke. There's no enhancement going on, in other words. And so the right price isn't going to be the cheapest price, and it's not. There's not really a price that's going to make anyone happy. So what's the right price?
Well, as you said, it is subjective. And while I really wish that people in the Prescott Valley and surrounding area would get up and say, I really want to go in and give Mark a bunch of business today, that's unlikely to happen. The right price is when the repair stays fixed. And you don't have to come back, you don't have to worry about it, and I'll sum it up with this. The bitter taste of poor quality outlasts the sweet taste of low price.
Yeah, because that sweet taste of low price, I bought some things, and a month later, I don't even remember what I paid for them, but I thought I got a great deal in the first place, and then I don't remember what I paid for it, but then when it breaks, I'm going, I got the wrong thing, or I paid too little, or whatever, right? I think that's what you're saying,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, we'll follow it up with a nationwide lifetime workmanship warranty, so we'll make sure you stay satisfied.
Sure, and that makes
for the long term.
That makes sense, Mark, because really, when it comes down to it, your workmanship's I'm not going to say the only thing you have control over. You have control over where you buy your parts, but you don't make the parts. But you're providing the workmanship, so you're stepping up and saying, look, I'm taking care of the workmanship on this vehicle as long as you own it.
Right, and in addition to the workmanship, there are parts warranties, but they vary from the based on the type of part and the manufacturer of the part.
Sure, sure. Well, thanks, Mark. That really explains things well. I think it's about time. Gregory, do we have time to give away a prize? Okay, we're going to go ahead and we're going to do the question of the week. You know, anyone can win this thing. It's so easy. I already mentioned it. You just go to the website, drivetimeaz.com, and submit your car repair question or comment, even a concern. And it's really that simple. You can also call me like Rod did this week. And call me. My number is 480-773-3131. And Rod and I talked a bit. And his question is a great one to kick off one of our topics for today, winterizing vehicles. But more specifically, he's got this question. Rod says, I have a dilemma. I have a 25-foot Class C motorhome on a Ford cabin chassis, and I plan to park it for most of the winter. However, we do have some ski trips planned, one to Taos, New Mexico, and up to Alta, Utah. And we might also run up to Flagstaff once or twice if they get enough snow. So the question is, I'd prefer to keep it up here in Prescott for the winter, but I do have a home in Peoria where I could store it. What's the best thing I can do to winterize it while keeping it still usable through the winter? That's kind of a challenging question, isn't it?
It is, and maybe I could get some support from Ken since he has the experience, but I also have experience, too. First of all, before I go too much further, thanks for the question, Rod. And we can do that no matter what type of RV you have, but part of the winterization process depends on your RV. Specifically, do you have a four-season RV? Are the tanks insulated underneath? Do you have tank heaters? We got you covered either way. But if you're planning on going to snow country, you might be better off if you had a four-season RV with insulated tanks and tank heaters and those kind of things.
Yeah, they can be added, though.
They certainly can.
They can. Are they expensive?
Well, they're not cheap, but it. But
here we are back to price again,
but,
right?
But neither is a split open tank water tank cheap. So it's cheaper than a split open water tank burst from a freezing.
Yeah, consider those things kind of insurance, and insurance is always too expensive until you need it, and it's just the right price.
You know, but the tank heaters require that you have a plug in. 120 volt plug in or a generator. So he has to, he didn't let us know if he's going to be at a campground with power or not. You know,
no, I didn't think to ask it because I'm ignorant on that stuff.
Yeah, what you do in the winter depends a lot. If you're RVing, depends on whether you're hooked up to campground water and sewer or and electricity or not. You're dry camping.
So if you're camping and all these things have furnaces in them, I know they have air conditioning too, but they have furnaces. If you keep the interior of the motorhome, say, comfortable around 68 to 70 degrees, is that going to protect these things that you're concerned about?
A little bit. And it depends. If they have like a bottom, if there's a bottom insulation underneath everything that helps trap some of that warmth, and it depends on how cold it is. If it's 28 degrees, you're probably going to get away from it. If it's 28 below zero, then you may have a problem. It's amazing how fast you lose heat when it's really cold.
Yeah, and I have a related sister company, Southwest RV Adventures, and we do business and winterize and de-winterize actually 25-foot Class C RVs, so I do have some experience with this. Generally, what you want to do is remove all the water, not just drain it, but you want to, with compressed air, make sure there's no water in the system. Then you want to bypass the water heater, assuming you're not going to use it for that particular deal. Then you put antifreeze, biodegradable proper type antifreeze in the P-traps. You also want to make entirely sure that the valve on the toilet is dry. You want to get that as dry as possible, and that's the voice of experience. Because,
they split.
Yeah, they split relatively easily, and I've had at least a couple calls where people were using them during the winter, and they called up and said the toilet's leaking.
Yeah.
That's no bueno. And as Ken alluded to, the dewinterization or reuse process depends on whether or not you have hookups or not. If you have hookups, you go one way, and it depends on your rig and the destination and where you're camping. So hopefully that gives you some idea, Rod, on what you're looking for, and I'd be happy to expand on that in your particular case.
Well, and I have a question, and either of you guys can answer it, but probably you're more appropriate since you're in the business of doing it. Since he's maybe going to do one of these trips, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's up for sure. Would he be erring on the side of precaution, or on the side of caution, I guess the saying is, to do that process and then hook it back up when he's ready to go, if he's ready to go? How big a deal is what you're saying? It sounds like a big deal, but what would it say he brought it in to have you guys do it? Would it be about an hour job? Or
I'd be and probably on this rig, an hour job would get it, yes.
So for around, what, $150, $200, he could get it
definitely
undone?
Definitely on the fair side of $200, and that'll be somewhat dependent on what we have to do based on the parameters that I told you. Does he have insulated tanks? Does he have a tank heater? Those kind of stuff. But the general sense, we would make sure it's dry as a bone, and then we'd give him counsel on how to de-winterize it, if you will, so he can use it at these ski resorts.
Do you offer a service of winterizing, dewinterizing on a regular seasonal basis where people can just sign up for it and come in and get it done, or is it something by appointment?
Well, it's by appointment, and as always when I come here, Tom, you give me ideas on something we might want to do. We certainly do winterization, and we have winterization specials this time of year, along with the Ritterat that we talked about earlier today. And the dewinterization is kind of a case-by-case thing.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, it looks like we're coming up on our next commercial message, and this time it's going to be Prescott Tire Pros.
Nice.
You know the old adage, it seems too good to be true, and it probably is. Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service turns that old adage upside down. Until I met Louie and Angel, the owners of Prescott Tire Pros, I had heard their commercials on the radio, and I wondered if they were just another company that overpromises and underdelivers. Well, the time came when I needed some help with my mysterious vibration and clicking noise in my car. I had it checked out by a couple other shops, but they couldn't or wouldn't figure it out. And then someone I trusted told me to take it to Louie. Boy, was I glad my friend recommended them. They spent nearly an hour checking, testing, getting to the bottom of my problem. And when it turned out to be something they don't work on, they told me who to take it to for repairs. The amazing thing is they wouldn't take a dime for figuring it out for me. They said, just remember us next time and tell your friends about us. Little did I know back then that I'd be hosting a radio show a few years later. But here I am, and I'm telling you about Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. I'm not telling you about them just because they're one of our sponsors. I've told a lot of my friends about them. I'm telling you about them because you can trust them. You know, they do a lot for the community, too. They're always helping veterans and other deserving individuals. They're simply fine, fine people, and I'm proud that they're one of the sponsors, and most of all, that they're my friends. By the way, they don't just sell tires. They're a full-service automotive center. If it's part of your vehicle, they most likely can service it, fix it, or replace it. And if it's something they don't work on, they'll tell you who you can trust to do it right. All their tires and repairs are covered nationwide with a written warranty that's second to none. The next time you need tires or anything automotive, do yourself a favor and take it to Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. They're at 1635 Iron Springs Road next to Waters Garden Center. Or go to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com, and click on the Prescott Tire Pros logo. It'll take you straight to their website. Well, welcome back, folks, to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area, Drive Time. And we're in the middle of talking about winterization. We just had a winner of our Question of the Week contest, Rod. Be watching for your prize package, Rod. It'll be coming out to you through email. And I thought his question kind of kicked off a good would be a good conversation about winterizing our vehicles in general, not just the RVs, but in general. And I'm thinking, you know, what if I have two homes? I have one in the valley and one up here, and I want to leave a car up here for the winter. I have no reason to take it down to the valley because I don't need it. Do I do anything special for it?
Definitely. I've seen temperatures of 7 degrees above zero here, Fahrenheit. A lot of times people don't pay attention to their antifreeze protection because they think, I live in Arizona. It's a warm climate. I don't have to worry about those things. So that would be the main thing. You don't want to split the engine open from it freezing. So I recommend an antifreeze flush, not just checking it, but actually a flush because it should be changed on a regular basis, which is another thing a lot of people don't know about. Same as your brake fluid. Your brake fluid should be flushed every couple of years and stuff like that. So, and, of course, your transmission fluid sometimes.
Absolutely.
Let's not forget Desmond.
Yeah, and Desmond, what about Louie over there at Tire Pros with that nitro? Is that a good winterizing thing, too? Or?
I think so. It is supposed to not allow your tires to change temperature. The molecules don't react to the moisture in the air.
So you don't get in line with your TPS light on. You just no.
And so far, none of my tire lights have come on. Definitely tire light season.
Mark?
Something that's often overlooked is your windshield washer fluid. You got to make sure you have winter windshield washer fluid because it doesn't take much to crack the plastic in the reservoir or the tube going to your windshield.
So the windshield washer solvent that you put into the tank isn't an antifreeze solvent?
No.
Not necessarily. There's two types.
I see.
And a lot of people just take the hose when they're washing the car and run water into it, you know, in the summer.
That's even worse.
In the summer, you can get away with that, but in the winter, it'll freeze solid and split open.
Well, you know, and not only will it freeze solid and split it open, I personally, up in northern Arizona, was driving through a snowstorm, and I couldn't see, and I was trying to use the squirters to clean the windshield, and it froze up, and then it became a dangerous situation. And we were on a road that hadn't seen anybody in a few hours, and it was dangerous.
And will the solvent, if you're using your squirters, the solvent will keep the system working, but does the solvent also help to sweep the windshield clean, too?
Absolutely.
It's like a de-icer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And if you go to any parts store or Walmart or whatever in the winter, it'll tell you which.
Negative 20.
Yeah, there's a couple of different grades, actually.
Right.
Well, that's very cool. And we talked about Rit-A-Rat earlier. Why don't you tell the folks, because I think if I'm storing my car, I better protect against rats, right?
Any vehicle.
All right. So tell us what Rit-A-Rat does, Mark.
Rit-A-Rat, you could get one that's connected to your car's battery, very low draw. You don't have to worry about it draining the battery. Or if you have a location that you want to cover that's not easily accessible to the vehicle's battery, you can get battery-driven Rit-A-Rat. And it flashes a strobe light. Imagine if, when you're trying to sleep at night. And if somebody came in and was regularly flicking on and off the lights, it would be problematic. And rats don't have good three-dimensional vision, so they can't determine the difference between a shadow and an actual 3D predator.
Just irritates them, disrupts them.
It irritates them. It keeps them out of there. And when you set any vehicle... I was reminded by a customer that had a rat problem in their John Deere little lawn tractor that I had the same damn thing. Whether you have an RV, it's a diesel pusher, or a Kia, or a Kenworth, or a John Deere lawn tractor, they could all be protected using the Rit-A-Rat. It just, they're going to find another place to go.
So you just reminded me, I have a golf cart.
There you go.
And I don't take that back and forth either. So, and that's all electric. They probably love every bit of that golf cart.
That's Thanksgiving time right there.
And while it's beneficial to do something that you're storing, I've seen damage on vehicles that are run just about every day.
Yeah.
It doesn't take long for them to get in there.
Overnight. I've seen it overnight.
And they get in there overnight. Do they stay in there when you start it up the next day and drive, you think?
I think a lot of times when they hear the car door open or something, they'll probably scurry out.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll also see nests. They'll build nests up under around the intake manifold and under the hood and stuff where it's warmer. And they'll build nests and they'll put food or acorns or whatever. You'll see all kinds of things under there that are damaging. And they like to build nests, so like in the golf cart, they would build a nest. They think it's a nice, quiet, warm spot, dry, you know, protected spot.
Mark, I think you were telling me a story about one. It was kind of a gross story about a motorhome that you had to clean out, yeah. And it had sat for a couple of years, and they'd gotten in there, right?
Yeah, we had a woman that brought in her motorhome, and... I say she brought in. She had her motorhome towed in, extensive damage. And as Ken indicated, they built a nest, and we cleaned out the nest using our shop vac. And it had probably a 5-gallon canister reservoir for the constituents or whatever we backed out, and it was at least half full of. Rat poop, among other stuff.
And hantavirus. You can get deathly ill. You need to actually wear a protective mask and stuff and rubber gloves when you're handling it and have it ventilated.
I don't like mice.
No, I don't.
And rats are even worse.
Any rodent. You know, this is really a sidebar. I didn't know this, but javelina are actually rodents.
Wow.
I thought they were wild pigs.
No, they're peccaries. They're related to the hippopotamus.
No kidding.
Wow. Yes, genealogically, yes.
Wow.
I know
we
have six
so much
of them
expertise
that
in this room.
Yeah.
I have six of them that hang around our house all the time.
Boy, do they stink?
Did they do? Oh, my goodness.
Ironically, we happen to have, in addition to our winterization deal for RVs and such, we happen to have a sale for Ritterats. So you can get a Ritterat installed in your vehicle. I want to tell you it's $97, and that includes tax and installation. And if you're a DIYer, you can come in and install it yourself. It's not all that complicated, and you can pick one of those up for $69.
And do you check the whole vehicle over to make sure there isn't any pre-existing damage from the rats or anything?
Yes, and that's not relegated to the Ritterat deal. We like to do a complete inspection on anything we do. There's no additional charge for that, but if you have an issue, we want to find out about it and make sure you know you have an issue, whether it's wiring or anything else.
You know, one more thing about storing a vehicle, whether it's an RV or a car or a motorcycle or a golf cart, whatever, over a period of time, is that the batteries go lose power. Even if they're disconnected, they lose a charge. Mm-hmm. The general rule of thumb is like 1% per day, actually.
Really?
That's not an exact science, but it's a good rule of thumb. And so anytime you're going to, and then when you have the battery hooked up, there's all these parasitic drains, the keep alive memory in the radio and the mirrors.
Sure.
And the fuel injection, and on an RV, the
you have an alarm.
Yeah, alarms, and on the RVs, like there's even more draws. Like the refrigerators have a circuit board that's on all the time. So you really, in a week, you can actually lose a substantial part of your charge. So you really need to get a maintenance charger, not just a dumb trickle charger, but a smart charger, like a battery tender or something. I'm not pitching any brand, but you need to get a maintenance charger that's designed for
it kicks on and kicks off as
needed.
Yeah,
it keeps it maintains the voltage at around 13.2, and that keeps the batteries fresh and charged, and they don't sulfate. Otherwise, if you just charge a battery, it can actually be destroyed overnight.
Okay, well, we're coming up on the next break, and this break is going to be AutoWorks. You won't find jerks at AutoWorks. You know how I'm always bragging about how we have great sponsors on our show, and we really do. But the true test of any company is what other people say about them. AutoWorks Service and Repair in Prescott Valley is one of those rare car repair shops that's grown on the strength of referrals from their happy customers. But don't take my word for it. Check out their reviews and testimonials on Google. So what makes AutoWorks different from the other repair shops? Well, it all starts at the top. The owners, John and Brian Alonis, care about people, and it shows. They have a customer-first company culture. John says AutoWorks' secret sauce is their team. He says when you get bad service at a restaurant, you can bet those restaurant employees aren't happy with their jobs. Great customer service comes from a team that loves their jobs, loves their company, and loves serving their customers. While the AutoWorks team works to support one another by treating each other with respect and raising the bar by helping each other do their jobs better. They even have two employees who are dedicated solely to quality assurance. It's like they're your advocates, double-checking each job to make sure it's done to perfection. They do all the nitpicking for you to make sure your car is working right, looks clean, and smells good when you pick it up. AutoWorks makes it easy to do business with them by prioritizing and scheduling work according to your schedule. Free loaner cars? You bet. And they warranty their work for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Creature comforts? How about a clean, comfortable waiting room stocked with free snacks and beverages for you and your dog, too? With proper maintenance and care, your vehicle can provide years and tons of miles of worry-free driving. Sometimes it takes a few visits to catch up on repairs and maintenance, but by prioritizing work to match your budget, AutoWorks will put your car in safe, reliable condition. Catching problems early is the best way to save money, so don't delay. Trust your car to AutoWorks. They'll take the pain out of car repairs. They're located in Prescott Valley in the big yellow building next to Tractor Supply Company on the south side of Highway 69. Or you can visit their website, AutoWorksServiceAndRepair.com. And remember, you won't find jerks at AutoWorks. Find AutoWorks or any of our sponsors on our website, DriveTimeAZ.com. That's DriveTimeAZ.com. And tell them you heard about them on DriveTime. Well, I think we've had a good conversation about winterizing and about your company, I think, Mark. Your campaign slogan, as we jokingly called it. And speaking of campaigns, Ken, who's running for Prescott City Town Council, just got back from a trip back east, Ken, and you seem to always get shortchanged. So let's see if we can squeeze in some conversation about your trip. What was the purpose of the trip?
Well, the main purpose was actually to attend my high school, a high school reunion. And a lot of my buddies were going to come, and I just decided, you know what, this is a good time for a road trip. And I wasn't about to drive that far. It was about 5,800 miles round trip.
And where is your high school?
It's in northern New Jersey.
Whoa, that is a drive.
Yeah. And so I decided to take in a bunch of other highlights. Like, I'm a big car museum guy. You'd never guess it, but so I
maybe
I,
an addict.
So I plotted out. I plotted out a route that would take me to some of the premier car museums in the country.
Well, I think it's kind of handy too that you have Carrie along with you, because I think she likes cars too, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's also a former motor journalist, as I am. And so, yeah, we both go to a lot of car shows and a lot of events. So
yeah, well, that's handy to have someone with a common interest in making your way across the country. How many days do you think that trip took you, round trip?
It was 2.5 weeks. I just got back Saturday evening.
Wow.
And
did you drive almost every day or just stay someplace?
Yeah, I drove every day.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Typically, I covered about 450 miles a day.
Well, I have a note here. I wanted to ask you about any adventures or misadventures. The misadventures are always the fun ones. Did you have any of those?
Yeah. Well, they say, you know, adventures aren't always fun when you're having them. But really, I checked the car over pretty thoroughly. It's a Honda, and it had about 130,000 miles to start with. And I checked it over carefully, and son of a gun, it never broke down.
Nice.
The only thing that I picked up a little piece of metal in the right rear tire, and I noticed that the idiot light came on, the tire pressure light came on, and I checked it, and it was going down slowly, and we stopped in a motel and for the night, and I had a tire pump with me, so I kept it full. And then in the morning, the thing had gone flat. I filled it up, and there was a tire store about a half a mile away. I went over there and got the little piece of metal taken out. They put a patch in there, and I was on my way in 45 minutes.
That's not much of a misadventure.
Well, no. We saw a couple of big truck crashes, horrendous truck crashes, one where it was burned to cinders. But anyway, there were a few big crashes.
So I know, because you called me from Lincoln, Nebraska, at the Speedway Museum. I know you went there, and they just had a big grand opening earlier this year and stuff. Before we go to that, because that's kind of the major highlight, right? What are some of the other more mini highlights?
Well, the first stop we made was the Cussler Museum. Clive Cussler was an adventure novelist.
Yeah.
And he used to include cars in his books. Well, I guess he used those to write off his museum. And
Gregor Abbott, you're a Clive Cussler fan, aren't you?
Like Dirk Pitt.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that was his guy. So so Clive Cussler passed away about a couple of years ago, but he endowed this museum, and it's a wonderful place outside of Denver, and it has about 60 cars. It's like two buildings attached that you walk through, and it has about 60 cars on display, and then they have about 100 cars in total. So they have a warehouse, and so they were closing for the year, and then in the spring they'll open up with about 40 different cars than they had. And they have Duesenbergs and Hispano Suizes.
Really?
Yeah, they have some. Yeah.
So this is a bigger museum than just a little hobby thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a junky Duesenberg is $1 million. So
and a junky one.
Yeah,
a
junky
one. If there is such a
yeah.
thing.
So like a barn find is $1 million. So see, I don't know how you know exactly how much they're worth, but he and those Hispano Suizes, he had 16-cylinder cars, 12-cylinder cars.
For something like a Duesenberg to restore that, you have to have parts made for it though, right? I mean there aren't still parts out there, are there?
I think there's a few guys that are making a few parts, but for the most part, yeah, you're out there with a lathe and a milling machine and stuff. Make you know and but I think some gaskets and stuff are available, maybe pistons, but not a lot.
So am I right that the Speedway Museum in Lincoln was probably the highlight though?
Yeah, I mean my head was spinning when I came out of there. It's 135,000 square feet of displays.
Wow.
And they have the warehouse where they have all the speed parts, the gorgeous, wonderful speed parts, and is next door. And that's like the size of an Amazon fulfillment center.
Yeah, I went through it myself before they finished this thing that they've done the grand opening. And the guy that walked us through the museum, we were looking, and it was an awesome museum. And he said, "We have more cars in storage than we have here."
Yeah,
he said, "Wait till we get this thing finished."
Yeah. So they have all different displays for, they have, you know, like IndyCar displays and room, and they'll have like an old hot rod room, and they have engines everywhere for every kind of thing, every kind of engine. And they
even have pedal cars.
Yeah. Yeah. They have like a room full of pedal cars that you like more than you've ever seen in your life, and everything's restored to perfect. And, they had some motorcycle stuff. They had, at his Kandirian area with him.
Just an area for him.
Yeah.
Very cool.
With his car, the famous little tea bucket that he built back in the 30s, and they have that now. I saw Ed, I was over at Ed's shop one time when they were going to have an anniversary, and they worked on that and got it running. And now it's up in the Speedway Museum.
Is that what they call a popper or something like that?
I think a gow job is what they used to call them, gow jobs.
Okay.
But before they had hot rod name. But there was Al Unser, the Unser Museum in Albuquerque closed recently. That was fabulous. And thank God they've moved a lot of the stuff over to the Speedway Museum. So there's like a Bonneville section. There's a Hall of Fame section.
I remember the dragsters.
Yeah, there's a dragster section. There's whatever you want. They have it there.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a trip. Not only that, you get to see Lincoln, Nebraska, and everything around it.
Yeah,
cornfields.
and we went
as far as I could see.
And we went to the the American Pickers have a museum in Iowa, LeClaire, Iowa, and we went to a store. They have actually it's a store, two buildings, and you see it on the TV show that with the Nash sitting out front. We went there. And that was cool.
So there's another one in Iowa. I think it was Iowa. The guy has every Chevrolet convertible ever made.
Yeah, I didn't track that one down. I've heard of it, but you just get to the point where, well, I got to get to this this reunion. I'm not going to make it in time.
Sure.
But and then we went to the Hershey Museum, the Antique Automobile Club of America, Hershey Museum. And that has hundreds of cars and trucks in it and stuff. And they were having the annual Hershey swap meet at the same time when we were there.
And so this is a Hershey chocolate.
Yeah, the town is known.
Oh, it's in Hershey.
Yeah, it's in Hershey, and it's known for the Hershey brand. But the museum, the Antique Automobile Club of America museum, is fantastic there. Hmm. And then we went to the Gilmore Museum, which is up in Hickory Corners near outside, it's a ways from Detroit. And that's actually the largest museum. I was blown away. It's the largest automobile museum in the country.
No kidding.
It's 190,000 square feet.
Wow.
And it consists of a whole village. They have these like antique looking barns, but inside they're fixed up. And
well, Ken, we're rolling up against a hard break here, and then I think we'll come back and do the car show lowdown. Do you have time for that today? Did you prepare for it? Good. So this is Prescott Valley Transmission Spot.
Hey.
What's something you don't want, even if you need it? Give up? Nobody wants car repairs, even if you need them. They're expensive, they take too long, they're confusing, and who do you trust? Car repairs are a hassle.
Hi, I'm Desmond. My wife Shannon and I have made Prescott Valley Transmissions a hassle-free zone by eliminating car repair hassles. For example, you'll get hassle-free service with same-day appointments, free loaner cars, free test drives, and our clean, good-smelling waiting room. Did you know that over half the vehicles that come to Prescott Valley Transmissions don't need major repairs? Simple things like air, fuel filters, electrical sensors, and even a bad batch of gas can cause symptoms that feel catastrophic. So if your check engine light is on or something's feeling a little wonky, don't wait. Catch problems early and save money. Don't drive a small problem into a big one. Stop by our shop and see for yourself or read about our hassle-free pledge on PrescottValleyTransmissions.com. Prescott Valley Transmissions, we're your hassle-free zone for car repairs.
Welcome back in more than one way. Welcome back to rejoin us, Ken, but also welcome back because we haven't had a car show lowdown in 3 weeks. So how about running us a car show lowdown real quickly?
Okay. Unfortunately, with the seasons winding down, the number of car shows here is winding down as well. If you want to get your car show fix right now, about the only ones I came up with were the Outlaw Donuts Cars and Coffee, and that's on every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. at 414 West Goodwin Street in Prescott, and they bring in quite a few nice cars there, and it's free, of course. And then one that's fairly new, but it's really growing, is 50 or 60 cars at least, is at Bosa Donuts, again on Saturday morning, 7 to 9, and that's at 6640 North Viewpoint. And then one of the biggest car events of the year for the state, for the region, is the Good Guys Southwest Nationals Car Show, and that's November 17th and 18th down in Scottsdale at Westworld. And that has all kinds of events. There's gymkhanas, there's a car show with probably a couple thousand cars in it. They have cars in the buildings. They have them out in the field. They have a huge swap meet that you can go until your feet are flat.
Wow.
And I always attend that. That's kind of the biggest stuff coming on right now.
Well, thank you, Ken. It was nice to have you back.
Thanks.
We've missed that segment.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't believe it's already time to announce the winner of the Drive Time Song of the Week contest. And, you know, this is so easy to enter and win. Just go to the website, drivetimeac.com, and fill out the form. Give us your favorite motorcycle song or car song, and include a funny or sentimental reason why you like it. If your song's selected, you're going to win one of those $325 prize packages we talked about at the beginning of the show. This week's winner is Roger, and Roger wants to hear On the Road Again by Willie Nelson. Now, he says, you guys have used it as your opening song forever, but we never get to hear the whole thing. Stop teasing us. Stop teasing us Willie fans, he says. So here's a little music trivia about the song, though. It was written and performed by Willie in his first starring movie role in Honeysuckle Rose back in 1980. And it was released on an album called Honeysuckle Rose, and it soon rose to become his ninth number one hit. Roger, thanks for your patience. Enjoy the song and your prizes. Here's the full version of On the Road Again by Willie Nelson.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. say good, my friend. And I can't wait to get on the road again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Be sure to tune in again next week for our ladies show. That's right, the gals are taking over the show again. If you missed them before, you don't want to miss it. You never know what they're going to talk about when it comes to anything automotive from a lady's perspective. Please tell your friends about the show every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. And don't forget to visit our website, drivetimeaz.com, for more information and about our sponsors and to listen to podcasts of previous shows. Until next time, have a great week. It's going to be a great week to have.
It's Drive Time.